Besseron News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Los Angeles wildfire deaths rise to at least 24, with just as many missing and fierce winds forecast to increase overnight.
A growing number of firefighters, including from out of state and out of the country, as well as equipment like planes and water trucks, are in the Los Angeles area as more winds threaten new wildfires. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We're very well prepared for the next event, but that's never going to be. We're never sure that we're going to be able to catch the next fire and keep it small. They said 70-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be very difficult to contain that fire.
He warns, be prepared for evacuations. This comes as many residents try to get back to check their homes and pets following their first evacuations last Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
A recall petition is being circulated for L.A.'s Democratic Mayor Karen Bass. Bob Agnew reports.
Bass has survived a lot of problems in Los Angeles, including rising crime and homelessness, but the devastating fires could be the final straw for many voters. As of Sunday, the petition to remove Bass from office had surpassed 86,000 signatures. Many L.A. residents blaming what they call the mayor's gross mismanagement, including a cut of nearly $18 million from the L.A. Fire Department for the 2024-25 fiscal year. If not for those cuts, many believe the fires would have already been contained. Bob Agnew reporting.
Officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but a deal has not been reached yet. Four officials said Monday that progress has been made and the coming days would be critical. On Wall Street, the Dow by 358 points. This is SRN News. Sweden is closing churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down seven houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's Title IX rules expansion designed to promote transgenderism has been struck down nationwide. A federal judge in Kentucky found that the president overstepped his authority in issuing the rules. In fact, the Biden plan had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges. The president was seeking to enshrine transgenderism in the public schools, responding to efforts by several states to bar males from using female restrooms. SRN News. It's the largest hospital strike in Oregon state history.
Some 5,000 hospital healthcare workers have walked off the job in Oregon as they picket all eight Providence hospitals in the state. The Oregon Nurses Association Union says it's the largest healthcare strike in state history. Most of those on strike are nurses, but in a rare move, dozens of doctors at a Portland hospital and others at six women's health clinics are also on strike. The strike came after more than a year of negotiations failed to produce an agreement over wages, benefits, and staffing levels. John Scott reporting.
Among his first actions in office, new Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe issued a volley of orders targeting crime. The tone-setting move on Monday reflects a trend in the U.S. After a period of relaxed sentencing laws, a tough-on-crime approach is back in political favor. That comes after voters in November embraced stricter penalties for crimes. More at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.